It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hayek. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Good. And we're going to talk about kindness today again, because it seems like such a simple thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And it made a profound difference in my week.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was really great.
Well, for me too. Mostly because I did something unkind, but we'll come back to that. let's start with that, actually, because I was reading Sharon Salzberg's book, The Force of Kindness. She teaches a loving kindness meditation, but she just spends a lot of time thinking about kindness. And one of the things I noticed and why it really resonated with me was I caught myself doing something I didn't feel was particularly kind. And then I got really upset with myself. You know, it was very judgmental and angry. I know better than this. And then I realized I wasn't
being very kind.
right, to myself.
Exactly.
And when she talks about this, she said that really you do need to start with yourself. It's not narcissistic. It's not self-indulgent. It is a love in action. It's a compassionate thing to do for yourself. Because when you do that for yourself, in a way it overflows and you're less judgmental and much more compassionate to those around you. And so that was so helpful. So one of the things she suggested, so if you catch yourself, and I think we all have this where we catch ourselves being really hard on ourselves or inner terrorist, as Joe Bolte Taylor calls it. She said, you know, instead of thinking I did something bad or wrong, why not reframe it to I did something that was painful or I'm now in suffering? And that honestly shifted sort of the feeling. It was much more compassionate when I thought, I did something that is now causing me suffering, so that I could be a little bit more kind to myself. And she says, and this, now notice how you react when she says, for example, spend time reflecting on something good you've done or a quality that you appreciate by yourself. What kind of reaction does that bring? Some people, it's like, ooh, I don't want to go there. You know, let me just do something kind for somebody else. And yet, that, again, it has that overflowing capacity when you can be that gentle to yourself. It has the impact of impacting those around you as well. She has a suggestion, 15 minutes of doing something kind for yourself every day. 15 minutes, something kind for yourself. Is that just staring out the window with a cup of coffee or tea? Is it a walk that is not a dutiful walk, but a walk that's just...
Wanna walk,
a pleasure walk. What does that mean? Because that it's like put your own face mask on first before assisting others. Explore what kindness means for yourself. So that's certainly part of it. But the other part then... that came out this week. I was watching Dan Siegel, who's a psychiatrist, professor at USC, and he said the number one predictor of mental health, physical health, longevity, and happiness, the number one predictor of all those things is positive connections. Isn't that amazing? And of course, kindness is the path, a path to positive connections. Mm-hmm. So like you said last week, you had the bumper sticker. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Be selfish, be kind. It is, in a way, it really does serve your well-being to do that. But the thing is, people remember how you treat them. You know this. So there's a Maya Angelou quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people forget what you did, people will never forget how you made them feel." Mm-hmm. And so my father, who passed away almost 20 years ago now, he never was particularly proud of himself because he wasn't materially successful at all. But he was always kind. He listened. He treated people with respect, everybody he interacted with. I think he would have been, maybe he was there at his funeral, I don't know, but at his funeral, it was packed with people to say the impact that kindness had on them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take a lot. In Salzberg's book, she suggests different ways to be kind, and one of the things she said, think about people that you might just like look through or not see, like the checkout person at the grocery store, and just acknowledge them and look them in the eye. And I think, well, heck, I know the person that checks me out at the grocery store. You know, so that doesn't apply to me. And then I'm driving through the omnipresent construction and the flag person. I don't even see the flag person. I'm thinking, there. Yeah, it happens to all of us that we have people that we just don't even acknowledge or see.
Yep.
So what it'd be like to do a little eye contact, a smile, a thank you for keeping us safe with that stop go sign.
But they don't hear that ever.
Not often, especially with the long waits. Yeah. But so where are the places where you might do a little bit more kindness in action? She had a number of different suggestions, whether it's a handwritten note to somebody or on World Kindness Day, November 13th, mark your calendar.
Okay.
World Kindness Day. One suggestion was set your alarm to go off random times, and then when the alarm goes off, write somebody an email or call somebody up and tell them how awesome they are. At least three. Yeah. There's many, many, many ways to be kind. We have people who come up from the cities and always bring us fresh produce. They come up once a month. We barely know these people. They always bring us something that's in season down in the cities.
Yeah.
There's so many ways, small, small ways, whether it's a smile, an acknowledgement, some form of kindness, letting them go in front of you in the line. There's so many small ways you could do this. And think how our days would be different if we had a little bit more of that. So the World Kindness Day started in 1998. The assumption and the hope was if we had every country honoring this day, what would that be like in terms of ripple effect?
Oh.
Hope you have a little more kindness this week, CJ.
Thank you very much, Marsha.
Thank you.
All right.